Today on the God Pod.
Number 4, Trump's Wizarding World. What is he? He's a Slytherin, right?
To me, he would be more Gryffindor, no?
What? Why? Is he brave? He is daring.
But, like, Gryffindors are, like, asshole, like, jocks who, like, think they're better than everyone else.
Wow. So you're saying that Harry Potter would vote for Trump? Jesus, we were talking about this before the show. He's more of like an IKEA builder.
Yeah, I gotta admit it. You know, people think I'm some like master carpenter, but...
No, yeah. He's no Bob Villa.
Bob invited me once for a taping. I was like, dude, I can't help you fix anything. I'm sorry. Is there some IKEA furniture you want me to build in there?
I'll tell you this much, folks. If we get to 10,000 followers on Twitch... I will put up a billboard in Indiana telling Mike Pence not to run.
Yes!
Welcome, mortal, to the realm of divine wisdom and limitless possibilities. Step into the God Pod. And embark upon a journey that transcends the boundaries of human existence. I'm God. Thank you so much for joining me on the show once again. We've got a fun show for you today. We've got the top 10 places Trump will flee to. We've got world news. We've got Ask God. And a lot of questions for Jesus on that one. We've also got What Would Jesus Do? But before we get to that, I want to remind you, you can support The God Pod at patreon.com/TheGodPod. You can also follow us here on twitch.tv/TheGodPod. You can also join our free Discord server. Links for all of that are in the show notes of every episode. And yeah, let's get to it, everybody. I'm here with Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Pride Month. Pride Month continues. My rainbow sash is out, as it is all year. And I've slept with many, many men this month and many more to go. Hi, everybody.
Many men, many, 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 many men have slept with Jesus. Lord, I don't cry no more. Anyway, that was a 50 Cent song. Get rich or die trying. That was Jesus's motto. I guess you
get cock or die trying. That's my motto.
Oh my God.
Get what or what is it? What was that word?
Cock.
Oh, wow.
C-O-C.
Wow. Get dick or die trying. Yeah.
April says it's raining men in Jesus' bedroom. I agree with that. It's raining men. In
hallelujah. It's got the hallelujah in there.
Oh, yeah. It was meant for me.
Ginger Snaps 420 says, Holy Spirit is my new favorite.
I think they're just saying that because I've like I keep talking about how much I favor ginger. So I think it's pretty biased, sure. But I love it.
It's a yeah. Hey, and hello to G Tanasu from the US, from a state that will not be named, but has a governor that is sad.
Is that
wow?
DeSantis?
DeSadness? Oh, DeSadness. Yeah, remember? Because his name is DeSadness. Hey, welcome to the party, everybody. Big news today, there's this Reddit strike going on.
Oh, yeah. It's big.
Jesus, fill us in on what's been happening.
Thousands of subreddits have gone dark to protest the company's move to charge third-party apps for what's called API access.
Oh, fuck that. Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yes. So the biggest story here is that one of the most beloved third-party Reddit apps called Apollo, made by an indie developer.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with Apollo.
Yeah, very, very big app.
Sun God, right.
People say it's one of the most well-designed apps in history, not just for Reddit, but any app. And So it's an indie developer. He announced he's shutting it down at the end of this month because Reddit was going to be charging him $20 million a year, which he can't afford. He's just an indie developer.
Oh my God.
So
$20 million a year? He's not making money off the app.
He's making not $20 million. Enough. Right, exactly.
$20 million.
Not to mention to support himself and all his hard work. So right. the thought is, while this developer and others are happy to pay Reddit something, the price terms that they've put together are way too high. And that's really what this protest is about. Reddit is standing its ground. The CEO spoke out last week. Yeah. Yep. So far they are. Reddit CEO really shit the bed last week, was giving terrible responses to people and just mishandling the whole situation. There's been accusations of gaslighting and making up fake information about this indie developer. So it's been a mess.
Wow.
A blackout.
It's drama. Drama.
Yes.
Drama.
Drama.
Drama in June, really?
During Pride Month? Never. But one of the biggest stories today, we're recording on Monday, June 12th, is that Reddit was facing serious downtime Monday morning. And Reddit confirmed the downtime was caused by all of the subreddits going dark. That actually broke their system.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah. And I don't think anybody expected that to happen.
Yeah. Do not fuck with the Redditors.
No.
Okay? They're the ones that run Reddit.
Right. Yeah, they truly
don't
do.
Don't fuck with them.
They truly do. So, it's a whole big mess. We'll see where this goes from here.
I really like what Marzipan said. Can I say it?
We can just put it up on screen. Yeah.
Yeah. So, they said, like, I'm a bit old. Because I have no idea why this is so much of a problem. Do people use third-party apps to access Reddit? Because why not just use the main Reddit app?
That's, yes.
So what is it exactly? Because it's a great question.
So, that is a good question. I personally do use the official Reddit app. God, do you use Reddit or Apollo?
I wasn't aware that there were third-party apps, but smarter users than I clearly are. And they use apps that work better, that aren't a piece of shit.
Exactly.
And historically, Reddit and Twitter and all of these companies have let people do this to use their API to make tools. And they've done that for a decade now, thus supporting the core business of Reddit by making their website more accessible to as many users as possible. So because Reddit is allegedly struggling for money,
Allegedly,
because it's never enough for Wall Street or for CEOs, right? There's never enough money.
Right.
It has to keep getting better so that they can keep making more. Right. Yeah. So because of that, they are now following Elon Musk's lead in charging exorbitant prices.
Yes.
For people to do this, what has historically just been free.
Right.
All of a sudden. So now this will force people to use their main app, which maybe they're doing it because they think they'll make more money via ads that way. And they'll just crush these people that have helped them for years as the cold-hearted, cruel business that they are. Or maybe they're just fucking idiots who just crashed their website and pissed off every user on the site, who will then go off to find some other service like Mastodon, where people aren't such fucking pieces of shit.
Well, it's just weird, isn't it? I'm not a big like internet-y person. Like I literally before 4 years ago didn't even know that people like personalities on YouTube existed. I was like, oh, I just thought people watch YouTube for videos, like music. Like what the how late? Like is that so embarrassing to admit? But I think like. Okay, so I know this is like really like, I don't know what I'm talking about. I know this is like incredibly like idealistic to say, but it just feels weird that the internet was supposed to be this place where it's like this unexplored territory. Things could be free, access could be for everyone, that like free education, like really everything could be free on the internet. They just like choose not to make it free. And it's just this weird thing that it's like, that's kind of like what we do as those who are human beings, like thank God we are not, but that human beings do this thing where they have this thing and then they can't help but get greedy. Like that, I know that's not a hot take, but it's just so funny that it almost feels like a great experiment that's starting to prove itself to be very much a prey to the vultures and the capitalists. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Marzipan says, maybe it's me, but is it so bad having to deal with some ads that you can just scroll past? No, but that's not what this is about. This is about them extorting people that have helped grow their business at and making almost nothing this whole time, strictly because they can. And it's also about the users of Reddit rising up in one voice and uniting to say that this is fucked up.
Yes.
This is fucked up. You are fucking assholes. That's what the story is about.
Yeah.
If everybody was okay with it, nothing would happen. There would be no strike. But they're not okay with it because it's fucked up.
Yeah. And I do think the Apollo app was a very well-designed app. I didn't use it personally, but, you know, I used to use Tweetbot, the third-party Twitter app. That was a great app. It was way better than the Twitter app. And then Elon shut it down and all the other third-party apps. And that really pissed me off.
Really hate that.
So this is exactly what's happening with Apollo now. It's a really great app that people love, and it has to shut down because Reddit is charging them way too much money to continue calling Reddit's APIs.
No, so Marspan goes on, the ridiculous greedy price grudge for sure success, but like this feels like an unnecessary uproar because now I might have to switch to an app that has ads. No.
I think we're going in circles at this point.
It's about what they're doing to people, to a person that has helped them for a decade. And they are just throwing them under the bus and destroying their life. And the users of that app are furious too, because they prefer that experience. And ultimately what this will lead to is less people using Reddit.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, and that's what's happening this week.
CEO doesn't understand. They think that no matter what, the users will come back and use Reddit. Not true. People get fucking pissed at an app, and they leave, and they never come back. They might still have an account there, but they don't use
it. Yeah, once you move on, you do kind of, you're like, oh, I use this now. Yeah. It's kind of hard to get people
back.
Yeah,
that's what these fucking companies don't understand. They think that people will always, that they're indispensable and that people will always use them and that they won't just stop using it out of protest, but they already did it to Facebook.
You know where else this is happening? Bud Light. People stopped drinking Bud Light. And those people haven't come back. No, seriously. Like, the sales have continued to sag. People are creatures of habit.
This is one boycott that the Republicans are sticking to.
Yeah, really?
Fucking lol.
They are like, I have my choice in beers.
Yeah, of shitty watered down beer. Bud Light, screw you. I'm going to Miller or Coors Light.
I have my choice of piss, and I choose to take my piss elsewhere.
Fuck Reddit. CEO, they ruined it a long time ago, actually, if you asked me, for the same reason of trying to make money. There used to be a much better website than it is now. Yeah, there used to be a huge atheism page. And because they decided, the powers that be, that they didn't want that atheist content appearing on the front page all the time for advertising purposes, they crushed it and made sure that it couldn't appear on the main page.
What? Boo.
Wow, that really sucks.
Boo.
Oh, yeah, but no one gave a shit. No one cared. And now here we are further down the rabbit hole of corporate domination of social media. And it's never enough for them. It's never, 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 ever, ever, ever going to be enough. Because Wall Street has this thing where the stock price must ever climb higher and higher and never, ever stabilize or come down or do anything.
Right. Oh, you did great this quarter? Awesome. Do better next quarter and better after that and better after that.
Yeah. We don't care who you have to step on.
I'm so glad that you guys are talking like that, because when people talk about like endless growth, they're like, well, we must be growing. I'm like, Jesus Christ, can you stop growing for 1 second? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Humans.
Why not? Fuck.
Do humans have endless growth? No. They grow for like 10 years, 12 years, and 16 years, and then they're done.
At this point, I need someone to Zoom bomb the Twitch, which is not really possible, the Twitch stream, and be like, that's not true. Not if you have my natural penis enhancement pills. Like, you can grow endlessly.
Yeah. And you liked that we brought up the concept of endless growth, and then you immediately took it to penis. Got it.
Well, you know, a bird can dream.
A horny spirit, yes.
Please stop. Not that again. Not that name again.
A horny spirit.
Please
not.
Yeah, We got the horny spirit today. Okay. Let's penis jokes, classic. Ginger Snaps loves it. All right, let's watch this video from the Tony Awards.
Yes.
Because Slay Queen. Well,
also obviously me and Jesus watched it live because we're, you know.
Yes, I definitely watched it live.
Oh my God, Jesus.
I didn't. I'm sorry.
Really?
I'm
Jesus
sorry.
In June?
I know. I was watching other TV. I was going to say trash TV, but all right, here's a clip.
He was too busy watching the XFL.
Here's a clip from the Tonys.
Hi, I'm Danae Benton, actor, thank you, and proud CMU alum. Earlier tonight, CMU and the Tony Awards presented the 2023 Excellence in Theater Education Award. And while I am certain that the current Grand Wizard, I'm sorry, excuse me, governor of my home state of Florida will be changing.
Keep up.
Oh my God.
Everybody loved it. Everybody loved it.
You know that that wasn't written because nothing was written last night in accordance with the WGA's strike. So that was Danae.
Oh, right.
Like, how good is that?
Nice.
Yeah.
The writers are on strike. Reddit's on strike. The meme writers are on strike. So
SAG is about to go on strike.
SAG's about to go on strike.
We're calling it
Wow.
A general strike, everybody.
Let's just shut down Hollywood for the summer. How's that sound, everybody?
Wait, and then we can all walk around wearing newsboy hats. You know how cute a little bird looks in a tiny newsboy hat? Come on.
Whoa. I think that might we might need to add that to your accoutrement.
Yeah. Give me a pop. Mm-hmm. A
little, thank you.
A little newsboy hat. All right. Okay. Should we hear the top 10 places that Trump will flee to?
Yes. This is a great theme.
You like this one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like all lists that you do, God, but I thought this was particularly clever when I saw it.
Particularly clever.
Oh, stop. You're going to make me blush. Okay. All right. Well, the top 10 places Trump will flee to. Number one. Trump's Tropical Island Resort, complete with golf courses, golden beaches, and make vacation great again hats. Yeah, he wishes. He wishes, like, Epstein's Island.
Oh my God, somebody would wear that hat. Oh, the hat sucks. Ugh.
Yeah. You think it's like his own resort, but it's really just Epstein's Island.
Ugh.
That's that he's inherited. All right, number two. Nearby this place, Trump's underwater hideout. Yeah, I bet he has one. A luxury submarine lair where he can oversee his global real estate empire from the depths of the ocean. It's probably made of gold.
It's made of gold.
And he'll sink in it. All right. Number three on the top 10 places Trump will flee to. Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
Yeah, that one's just... a real answer.
At least he can get in a lot of golfing there. He loves to golf.
Yeah.
It's true. It's fun when like a sandstorm comes and you're in the middle of like a golf sesh. That's tough for him. That must be tough.
I would like to see that. I love that for him. Number four, Trump's Wizarding World. Imagine him casting spells and giving magical speeches at Trump's School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. What kind of, what is he? He's a Slytherin, right?
Absolutely. Freaking. Traitor.
Okay.
To me, he would be more Gryffindor, no?
What? Why? Is he brave? He is daring.
But like Gryffindors are like asshole, like jocks who like think they're better than everyone else.
So you're saying that Harry Potter would vote for Trump. That's what you're saying.
I mean, you know, he can't, you know, they're not all in agreement with like everyone in their house, but like maybe.
Honestly, no Hogwarts house wants him. We reject him across all of Hogwarts.
I like how you say we. Apparently Jesus is part.
I'm a wizard. I'm a wizard.
That's where you learned all your tricks, right? On how to turn water into wine.
Hagrid came to my house and said, "You're a wizard, or you're a wizard, Jesus."
"You're a wizard, I mean, Jesus."
even in his mind, Jesus refers to himself as Harry. All right.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Number 5. Trump's Retro Arcade Planet. A neon-lit universe filled with vintage arcade games where you can compete for the highest... That would be a good...
Okay, this sounds cool. Nice. This sounds like Space Jam. I like it a little too much.
All right. Number 6. Trump's Chocolate Factory.
Okay,
that one checks out.
A whimsical wonderland where golden hair is spun into delicious confections. Yeah.
Or a McDonald's factory, like a meat processing plant.
Oh, that feels a lot more correct. Yeah, that's correct.
All right. Number 7, Russia.
Ugh, that should be number 1.
That's another one of those.
Him in a stupid hat, one of those huge fur hats. Ugh. He probably wants like a whole dead beaver on his head.
Yeah, he would make a great Boris Yeltsin. Exactly.
Yeah, he really would.
Let the winter cold air sting his face. All right. Number 8, Trump's time travel hideout. Yeah.
Oh.
This is a secret bunker equipped with a flux capacitor. Apparently, he got really into Back to the Future in the 80s, and he invested money, and this is the one thing he got to work.
So he'll definitely go back in time and fix all the mistakes he's made, right?
Allowing him to rewrite history and make yesterday great again. And this is why he hasn't been arrested yet, because he keeps going back in time.
Oh, my God. Wait, that would actually be such a good movie that I kind of would watch. But I don't want him as the anti-hero.
Well, if you watch Back to the Future 2, that was a movie where the Cubs suddenly win the World Series and then Biff, a casino owner, becomes president, right? Am I right?
I just remember Biff bet on a bunch of stuff. So I believe you. I believe you.
Okay. Number 9, Trump's cosmic casino. Number 9. Trump's cosmic casino in outer space.
another failed casino.
Where guests with stardust and the house always win. Oh, they gamble with stardust. Yes. I'm sure Elon could get him there. All right. Number 10 on the top 10 places Trump will flee to. Deep into the crevices and cracks of his broken mind, never to return.
True.
Yeah, that's another real one. I had 3 real ones, 7 phony ones.
Peppered throughout.
Did you like that, Jesus?
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
A real one from a real one. Thanks, God.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. That's your show. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, well, I mean, speaking of Trump, it's been a big week. And it's going to get bigger as the week goes on.
It's going to get very bigly.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've got some clips here about Trump's indictment. And Bill Barr thinks he's fucked. That's Trump's former attorney general.
Right. Roseanne Barr's twin.
Yes. Exactly.
Play the clip, Jesus.
All right.
What about this chief argument that comes up for the president's allies and his legal team that this should have been handled under the Presidential Records Act, not this Espionage Act charge and other federal statutes that were used here?
Well, it started out under the Presidential Records Act and the archives trying to retrieve documents that Trump had no right to have. But it quickly became clear that what the government was really worried about were these classified and very sensitive documents. I was shocked by the degree of sensitivity of these documents and how many there were, frankly. And so the government's agenda was to get those, protect those documents and get them out. And I think it was perfectly appropriate to do that. It was the right thing to do. And I think the counts under the Espionage Act that he willfully retained those documents are solid counts. Now, I do think we have to wait and see what the defense says and what proves to be true. But I do think that even half what Andy McCarthy said, which is if even half of it is true, then he's toast. I mean, it's a pretty
toast.
It's a very detailed indictment. And it's very, very damning. And this idea of presenting Trump as a victim here, a victim of a witch hunt, is ridiculous. Yes, he's been a victim in the past. Yes, his adversaries have obsessively pursued him with phony claims. And I've been at his side defending against them when he is a victim.
Bullshit,
but this is much different. He's not a victim here. He was totally wrong that he had the right to have those documents. Those documents are among the most sensitive secrets that the country has. They have to be in the custody of the archivist. He had no right to maintain them and retain them. And he kept them in a way at Mar-a-Lago that anyone who really cares about national security, their stomach would churn at it.
Wow.
Woo! He's toast.
I love what Christy 1234567810 said. They said, who hates people coming out now that they had the power to end the madness long ago? Yeah, like, fuck off. He's like, well, he was a victim before. Like, baby, you really lost me there. I guess you are on Fox News, but like, still. Like,
well, you know that Trump is fucked now when even his former attorney general and one of his chief defenders is saying that he's toast.
I love it.
And that this is different, right? Right, so that he can't get in trouble for anything before. He wasn't involved in this, and he can admit
that he's comfortably
Trump is
away.
Super fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm starting to believe, Jesus.
You know what? This is my first time appearing on the program here since the indictment, and I have to say, give me Maine, please. Thank you.
Oh.
Don't worry, I got it. I was just talking to myself. I genuinely believe this time he's screwed. I really feel that way. Yep. I really feel that way. You read over this indictment. I haven't read the whole thing yet. I know it's only like 49 pages. I think it's actually pretty accessible. Most people should if they have time.
49 pages might as well be like the Bible.
Nah. This feels like Al Capone, that they got him on, like, if they're going to get him, it's going to be on something that's like kind of mundane, like the main.
This is not mundane. This is espionage.
I'm aware that it's not that, but it's just like him being a fucking idiot and refusing to give up documents because he thinks he's entitled to things. But the amount of damage that this man has done, the amount of trauma that he has caused to so many people around this country, and like the violence and the way that in like the insurrections. So for it to be just about a little bit of like holding on to papers, and therefore he's like a fucking spy. It's you know what I mean? It's just like kind of funny.
He did it to himself. He could have completely avoided all of this. That's what's so funny about it to me.
Very mundane. Okay.
Are you calling this conversation mundane?
No. That's what the Holy Spirit said.
Oh, okay. Marzipan has an important question for you, Holy Spirit. Are you high? They think you look high in your profile picture, not because of what you said.
If it says the bill, then it fits the bit.
Okay. I am also high.
that's my new catchphrase, so it'll catch on.
Merry Monday.
Wildfire.
So Bill Barr says Trump is toast, and Jesus agrees.
Yep.
And that means he's not gonna get away this time, right? He's gonna go to prison.
I think so. Yes, I really think so. For how long, who knows?
You know what though, this could be a bad thing, and let me tell you why. Because if he's the candidate in 2024, guaranteed he fucking loses.
Yeah.
Okay? Because people fucking hate him. But if he's not the candidate and it's Ron DeSantis and he's a new, younger option, I could see him winning.
You know? No, I know. And he will probably have a more competent team behind him, which is also very scary than Trump. I mean, the bar was very low there. So.
Mm-hmm.
Should we look at another clip here?
Sure.
Well, I think certainly almost about half America believes that. But again, the complicit, compliant, corrupt media, they're not covering this thing honestly. And, you know, I also have to point out, you talked about Preston breaking. You know, Preston Ford decided it was best for America not to pursue a prosecution against President Nixon. President Trump pretty much made the same decision, decided not to pursue any kind of prosecution of Hillary Clinton.
Bullshit. You know,
Joe Biden could have made the exact same decision.
Bullshit.
But he didn't. He allowed a SWAT raid on a very secure residence of President Trump over federal records, even though he was holding classified records himself. So that record issue should have been handled civilly. We never should be even in this place. But these are decisions that President Biden made. As much as he's probably lying about not talking to the Justice Department at all, that's pretty hard to believe when you understand how many other lies President Biden has told the American public.
Hey, yo, Jesus, give me Maine for a second. fuck that guy. Seriously.
Yeah.
And fuck anyone who repeats those, regurgitates those stupid talking points, because that is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed in that while we're watching. First of all, I think we're all really enjoying listening to clips rather than us talking about news and then talking about it some more.
I completely disagree. I want to hear my own voice more often.
Say the evil headline. I just like it that we don't have to. But I loved that what that you just did, because not only was it authentic and it was real and you were aghast, but you also sounded like your little bird self.
I'm getting in a bless now for that little noise.
Just unplanned.
Bless that noise.
Thank you.
Thank you. So yeah, fuck that guy. These things are not all the same.
No.
Okay.
But
that doesn't matter to idiots.
How is Donald Trump reacting to all this? Let's hear from Orange Julius himself.
So you got to watch that. You got to watch it. We're all going to be watching it. As president, all of my documents fell under what is known as the Presidential Records Act, which is not at all a criminal act. Everything. Bullshit. It's all judged by the Presidential Records Act. In this whole fake indictment, they don't even once mention the Presidential Records Act, which is really the ruling act, which this case falls under 100%, because they want to use something called the Espionage Act. Doesn't that sound terrible? Oh, espionage.
It does sound terrible because you're a spy.
I got a box.
Yeah, you sold the secrets to the Saudis. Espionage. Yeah.
The Espionage Act of 1917.
Oh, yeah.
It was put in there about World War I. Boxes. And by the way, Biden's got 1,850 boxes. He's got boxes in Chinatown, D.C., got boxes all over the place. He doesn't know what the hell to do with them. And he's fighting them on the boxes. He doesn't want to give the boxes. And then they say Trump is obstructioning. He's obstructing.
Baby, he's still president. He doesn't give up the boxes yet. Are you stupid?
He's got boxes and boxes and boxes.
Oh, that's a good freeze frame. I put it on there.
Nice.
Jesus.
And you can watch the replay of this on twitch.tv/thegodpod. Or we'll be posting clip. We'll also post the whole episode up on YouTube.
Right, so, right.
Yeah.
I liked one of his initial statements was, Joe Biden's been holding documents behind a very thin garage door. Thin garage door that he leaves open all the time.
What? I had mine in my bathroom, which has a lock on it.
The bathroom pick. I died. I rolled on the floor.
You died and resurrected 3 days later?
Yep. That's what I did over the weekend. I was aghast. I was speechless.
He was in there. He got such a kink out of having these documents that he was in there taking dumps. And just like stinking up those national security secrets that he was going to sell to the Saudis, and just
okay.
So happy.
Well, my natural follow up is: do you think anything fell into the toilet at any point accidentally?
Ooh, yes, fell.
I was really hoping we were going to see shit on the side of the toilet. I was disappointed in how clean the bathroom was.
Speaking of shit, roll this next clip, Jesus. That's a good segue.
Okay. I'm actually crying right now. You can't see it on my camera, but I'm in tears.
But we can stop them cold, and we will. And we would have had them stop cold, and they know that.
Oh, so you're admitting you lost.
And they cheated.
He sounds
like dogs.
Really bad.
They cheated like nobody's ever cheated before. You turn on your television at 10 o'clock, you would have said, Pennsylvania's a lock.
But
we
you lost,
so
Rock.
Much a lock. All of a sudden, you see that big fat dump. That big dump at 3:02 or whatever it was in the morning. It's a disgrace what happened.
Big fat dump, 3:02 in the morning or whatever it was. He was totally up at 3:02 in
the
morning.
Jesus,
a big fat dump.
Talking about a lot of dumps here. Wow, he sounds really, really tired.
It's like he's getting no sleep right now. I can't imagine why not.
No, Holy Spirit. No. That's just one of his Vogues. That's one of his vocal things.
Is it? I don't know that I've ever heard him like that. I'm just saying, like,
he goes into that, went sad, but then big fat dump.
Yes, but there's a quality to it that, like, it has a kind of raspiness that I'm saying what I'm saying.
He's sad.
Yeah. I think he's cracking a little. I really do.
We watched last week a video where it looked like he was frazzled as fuck, and he had, like, it looked like tears in his eyes.
Oh my god, I want to drink those tears. I'm going to lick them. I will pay to lick them.
Well, you can enjoy my tears right now, the tears from my laughter.
Oh, yeah. That's way better.
If you're interested.
That's so, so pleasant.
Jesus.
Can I
tears.
Hear that clip one more time? Jesus, the big fat dumps.
Yeah,
my
sure.
My big fat dumps. My big fat lady. Okay.
My dumps.
My big fat Trump dumps.
But we can stop them cold, and we will. And we would have had them stop cold, and they know that. And they cheated like dogs. They cheated like nobody's ever cheated before. You turn on your television at 10 o'clock, you would have said, Pennsylvania's a lock. We were up by so much, a lock. All of a sudden, you see that big fat dump, that big dump at 3:02 or whatever it was in the morning. It's a disgrace what happened.
Big fat dump or whatever it was.
You're so a big sad. Fat dump.
He's an elegant man. What an elegant speaker.
Yes.
Nothing but elegance out of his
he
mouth.
He paints with words. Okay. let's go. Let's see some of his defenders. Kimberly Guilfoyle went on Fox. Oh, no, it wasn't Fox News. She's not allowed there anymore, right? It's
is that true?
Well, where is this?
Yeah. This is Newsmax.
On Newsmax.
Yep.
She goes on Newsmax, and I feel like her lips, she's gotten so many injections at this point. I don't want to body shame, but I don't. Why? Why?
You're okay. Beautiful how you are, Kimberly.
Yeah, ugly on the inside. She was there dancing during January 6th, remember?
Yep.
They have been hell-bent after him this entire time. As it relates to those documents, they were properly contained, properly secured, and it was his right under the Presidential Records Act
she looks
to
like
be
Elvira.
Able to maintain those in a secure location. Mm-hmm. Those are the facts. What's also the facts is that Joe Biden
lies.
Should be prosecuted and investigated and, quite frankly, impeached, because he is the one that violated the law with years of mishandling documents that weren't properly secured, kept in a garage with his Corvette, not in any way showing any regard for national security
not with his big
or
fat
the
dogs.
Rule of law. But where is
not
the prosecution
my Amtrak,
investigation
Joe.
Of Joe Biden?
Where's the investigation? Where is
what
it?
What about it? It's whataboutism is their favorite thing in every situation, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're just like, they can just what about anything.
What about Joe? What about Hillary's emails?
What about Hillary?
Well, I love
what
it's
about
like what John it's like what John Oliver says about it's like whataboutism that you're just trying to pull someone away from whatever the actual focus is. And so you're making a completely different argument.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of the oldest tricks in the book, isn't it?
I'm so tired of whataboutism. Whataboutism, and because it totally disregards any of the details, any of the facts relevant to every single case, right?
Yeah, it's fucking
they can be
exhausting.
Like, well, Pence had documents. Well, Biden had documents. Well, every president, blah, 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 has had a few documents or whatever. Disregarding the fact that Trump's case is very singularly different. And egregious! And he got caught on tape bragging about it. And. They asked for the documents. He wouldn't give them back. He said he didn't have any documents. They went and they found them. They knew that he had them because they're the fucking FBI and it's their business to know this shit. And none of the details matter when you go, but what about Biden? But what about him? What about Biden? I can make a song out of that.
People saying in the chat too, it's like it hurts so badly to have that echo of butter emails, you know, that it's like that kind of shit that like you can't.
Because it's just the constant, but it's the same thing, but it's not. It's just not the same. This is the problem. This is why children are getting fucking shot at school. Because facts don't matter. Okay? You fucking sick fucks. okay? It doesn't matter what the facts are. It doesn't matter what the details are. The number one way for children to die in America is by gunfire, but it doesn't matter because you've got 30% of the people that are fucking insane. Sorry, I went off on a tangent just then. I'll be happy again. I promise.
His happy eyes are back on.
The God Pod will be right back after these messages.
All right. Well, speaking of Trump supporters, let's go to probably the worst show on Fox News. The Five.
Fox and Friends?
No.
Well, the Five. No, you're right. It's been overtaken by The Five.
Because it's five of them at once. Five terrible people.
Sometimes Ducey actually has a lucid moment.
Exactly.
This is all over Presidential Records Act, which is a civil suit, a civil issue. And so what they do is they put out this narrative indictment. Oh, this is a story of wrongdoing, national defense. And let's put in espionage. We can kind of tie it into the Russian collusion. So people will say, oh, it could have been the Russians. This is nonsense. And I want to know, how many documents were
altered? She mad.
How many documents were destroyed? Zero. But who destroyed 33,000 documents?
He asked for his lawyer to destroy them.
Over and over again, Hillary Clinton. She destroyed them. That was tampering with evidence.
What about Hillary? What about emails?
Now they care. What are they so afraid of? Let him run for office. And if he loses, then that's the end of it. I hate a country.
What are they so afraid of? We're afraid of the further degradation of society. What are you fucking
indecency?
Please
let him run.
Please.
I agree with everything she said. Thank you for explaining it so clearly to your audience that didn't understand this was all connected to Russia. You idiot. Well done. And what about her emails? Yeah, it's just
it's a useful tactic, because if you don't know every single facet of every single piece of
Which
every
they
single
because they're let's be real, these people are fucking idiots.
Well, but no, but like, because like, I don't know, right? So I don't know all the details of everything. That's impossible to keep up with. So that's, they're just trying to distract their audiences. And
it's
the
deflection and projection.
It's really brilliant deflection, but that's what it is. Like, you're fucking gaslighting people.
Can we talk about what gaslighting is? Because that's a term I still hear a lot, where that's when you get people to believe something that isn't true, right?
Well, it's when people have like a certainty of the truth, and you get them to believe that it's not true, often by making them feel like they're crazy.
Right. When really, they're the crazy one. Yeah. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. All right.
Do we have anything fun?
No, we will.
This is fun.
This is fun for me. Thanks, Jesus.
I mean, same.
High five,
okay,
Jesus.
Okay.
Woohoo.
Can talk about the Tonys a little bit more. Okay, sure.
Okay, so.
Like Tony Soprano. Okay, let's go on to the next clip. It was so also from Trump in that speech. He suddenly realizes that maybe he can get out of this if he just doubles down on hatred.
In critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content on our children.
Oh my God.
You mean like everything you've ever fucking said? Everything you've ever fucking said? Fuck your feelings, Mr. Fuck Your Feelings, Mr. Grab Him by the Pussy, inappropriate sexual content, like that kind of stuff?
It's amazing how strongly people feel about that. You see, I'm talking about cutting taxes. People go like that. Talk about transgender. Everyone goes crazy. Who would have thought 5 years ago you didn't know what the hell it was?
You didn't?
I mean, his supporters are that stupid. I guess I wouldn't be surprised.
But it's like...
Well, also, like, okay, you remember in, whatchamacallit? Oh my God, what's the name of the show? Parks and Rec. How the Reasonableists were that fucking insane cult, so that you sounded crazy if you were like, well, I hate those Reasonableists. They're so terrible and unreasonable, you know? And this is the same shit. So when, like, critical race theory, people hear it, And like when it's being damned, people are like, oh, isn't that a good thing? Like people don't understand. People just don't understand what they're saying.
They don't even know what they're talking about.
Critical race theory is literally critical thinking and facts about history and about American
history. But they act like it's being taught to children.
But
a lot of times things that are being taught in like colleges.
Well, in high schools, they should be taught in high schools. Honestly, it should be probably taught soon as well, but yeah.
Right. But it doesn't matter if where it's being taught. They get fucking mad about it. But it's just funny to me. Trump has this great history of testing out material. He treats his rallies like it's a fucking stand-up routine. He's like, wow, nobody cares about taxes. Nobody cares about security. What they really care about is this thing. And then they stood up and gave him a standing ovation. They stood up for that. Yeah. Because that, here we are. It's the year of me, 2023. And these people are doubling down in hatred. Fuck that guy. Yeah, maybe we should go on to something fun now because I've had my fill of.
We can't take it anymore.
I don't know. Oh, just give me Maine. Just give me Maine one more time, Jesus.
Maine.
Okay. I just want to say, I'm trying to be like civil and all of that stuff, but I just want to say, fuck that guy.
Mm.
Fuck that guy, really.
Mm.
In fact, double fuck him.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Let's smite him. Smite him. Let's move on. In relation to what you were saying, Holy Spirit, just to wrap up this, that's why he called his website Truth Social, because everything he says is a fucking lie. But then when reporters talk about it, they have to. He truthed today.
Well, yeah, I'm going to retruth that.
Like, it's just insanity. So let's go on to some. It's time for Ask God, everybody.
All right.
We got through that. It's time to answer some questions from our patrons. And yeah, first one is from you. And if Chad, if you have any questions that you want to ask, we'll answer them as well. All right, so first question is for you, Jesus.
Ooh.
From Epiquirus. Jesus, besides God, do you have any imaginary friends growing up? Ouch.
Yeah, that's like a backhanded compliment question sort of thing.
That's a backhanded slap to me. It's saying that I'm imaginary.
Yeah, I mean, if God's imaginary, who else? Mary, holy,
are you
me? Yeah. So now I don't know. Maybe everybody was imaginary. But no,
I mean, your life was very similar to what happened to Horus when you really think about it. So were you real? Or were you just more of an amalgamation of previous mythology?
Are you human or are you dancer?
I am real. The bell rings for all those who truly believe. That's a quote from the Polar Express.
Oh, boy.
And I believe, I don't think I had any imaginary friends. I think they were all pretty real. I think Epiquirus was just trying to get a little dig in at us, and I don't appreciate it. Dark Q says, at Jesus Christ, is it true that Mary Mega Dolphin, or whatever her name was?
Mary Mega Dolphin, it's a good thing she's not here to hear that.
Yeah,
really,
I mean,
really rude.
Although I feel like she loves dolphins, so she might kind of appreciate it. I don't know.
Mega Dolphin.
Used to wash your funky corn chip smelling crusty ass feet with her hair. My gosh, what's with these insulting questions today?
Apparently that's something that must have happened in the Bible, because
yes, and my feet were described as funky corn chip smelling
crusty ass feet.
Look, when you're walking around the desert as much as I have, yeah, your feet are gonna get a little gross, okay? Even the sand can't really.
I have a feeling that if you asked Mary, she would say, oh, hell no, I didn't do that.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure she addressed that one point in the history of our pod. I think
really?
She did say that she didn't wash my feet.
Yeah, especially not with her hair.
Yeah. And come on, we all know I was doing some feet washing.
And plus, we all know you wore Birkenstocks in the desert.
Right. This next one comes from Joel, again from me. Considering that you are gay, if you had a serious boyfriend when you were on Earth, could you have gotten him pregnant? Hey, look, give me Maine. Trust me, I've tried.
Oh, my God.
Trust me, I've tried.
He'll just keep trying, and one of these days he's going to turn.
And I'll keep trying. Mark my words.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is a power top. Happy Pride.
Okay. Wow. Jesus.
Okay. I do want that on a shirt, and I will be wearing a cut up version of that when I am practically.
Should I make that? I'm torn with what to title this episode now. Should it be Big Fat Dumps, or should it be Jesus is a power top? Happy Pride.
Oh, for sure. Jesus is a power top. wait, maybe we pair it. Jesus is a power top and he likes big fat dumps. Happy Pride.
Yeah, I don't know.
He causes big fat dumps.
Jesus is a power top. Merry mundane. Okay. Jesus Christ. You like how I threw in my terrible joke in there?
Yep.
All right. Jesus, did you enjoy being a carpenter? And if so, what was your favorite thing to make out of wood?
Low hanging fruit.
Morning wood.
Yes, I did enjoy being a carpenter. It's nice to just kind of work with your hands. It helps clear your head. It helps keep your brain active. It's good for the old noggin. And favorite thing I ever made out of wood. Made a nice bench one time.
Yeah. Jesus, we were talking about this before the show. He's more of like an IKEA builder.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta admit it. You know, people think I'm some like master level carpenter, but
no, yeah, he's no Bob Villa.
Right, this old house. Bob invited me once for a taping. I was like, dude, I can't help you fix anything. I'm sorry. Is there some IKEA furniture you want me to build in there? Otherwise, I am not going to be able to like hell. Yeah. I can't even do like wallpaper on the
just
walls.
Just look at our desks here.
Yeah,
they're so basic, but. That's because Jesus assembled them from IKEA.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, we're running under the show on a budget here. All right, let's move on. Jesus, if Jesus was straight, who would be his type besides Taylor Swift? Can't say Taylor Swift.
Okay. Dolly Parton.
Wow.
Working 9 to 5. Okay. Wow. That was terrible. Performance, but
what is it that you would favor about her? Is there any feature in particular?
Thank you. I was gonna go there too.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Jesus.
Y'all know.
Wow. Yeah, I've been considering in order to make it on Twitch, I've been considering getting myself a massive pair of breasts.
Ooh.
And someone suggested that I get Dolly's. because I feel like that just really helps your numbers here on this website.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's sick. But it's true.
You know who also my type? J-Law. More my age.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence. She seems fun.
She's so cool.
Yeah.
And I heard that she's considering, she said that she would reprise her role. As the Hunger Games.
Oh, Katniss Everdeen.
Katniss, yeah.
I will reprise my role as the entire Hunger Games. That's what I am.
Yes.
I will reprise my role as a franchise.
Every role. If you're wondering, I would be glad to take another massive paycheck. Just throwing that out there. Just throwing that out there through my publicist.
She has a new rom-com coming out soon. That looks pretty good. I'll probably check that out.
She's like, I know it's a dark time for ready movies, so if you just want to print, repeat one of those, okay. All right, some more questions. Sup asks, if Jesus Christ is progressive, then how come his sash does not have the Pride progressive colors?
What do you mean? Like the updated Pride flag?
As in, yes. As in all of the colors.
Oh.
Like how his face turned like pissed.
Y'all are never satisfied.
Yeah, that's real.
It's a good question. I mean, we can update my sash for future God Pod installments. This is just my wardrobe.
So small. There's barely any. Okay, we're gonna have to expand into your robe.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking that maybe I could use an update because I'm basically just a big white blob sitting here with my white hair and my white robes.
It's true.
And people are confusing me with Santa because he's got white. Beard too, and if you look at my depiction in the Sistine Chapel, I don't have white hair. I've got gray hair, and I'm wearing pink robes. So I should really—that's how I looked back in the day when I modeled for Michelangelo, And I should totally go back to that because that's way better. I have way more contrast.
Yeah, I think that that's a good idea.
I look
I
like a big white marshmallow.
Yeah, it's a lot of here. White. It's a lot of white going on there.
It's a lot of white. So if I dye my hair, would you still love me?
Of course.
Yeah, if I wore pink robes, would you still love me?
Of course.
Oh, why well, I'm noticing Holy Spirit suspiciously quiet, but okay.
Oh, well, on. This, oh, it feels like a test, and it just seems like a father son kind of test thing. Oh, okay. So I'm just.
And plus, my answer is no. God, are you annoyed with.
Well, like it depends. You okay. Catch me on a good day, God, right? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think we have time for one more question, and then maybe we could do some. What would Jesus do?
Yeah.
No.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, Overlord Tamala says God should get rainbow locks.
Oh, that'd
go
be
full
fun.
On Joseph. Yeah.
Or a rainbow and beard.
They're saying you should locks. Go full on, like full Joseph color robe.
Okay. Like
you should steal Joseph's
Technicolor.
Technicolor dream coat.
Go, 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 Joseph. You know what they say.
Hey.
You know. You know. We all know.
Oh, God. Mike Pence says he's running for God and America. Did he consult you?
Of course.
No.
Of course not.
Fucking no. They never did. If he did, I would have put up a billboard that says, no, don't run.
If we
in fact,
were
it's still time.
If we were to consult, if we were to consult Pence, like what do you think? Like, even if he's asking for just like a feature consultation that he's like, what should I get done to my face? Like, what would we suggest?
I would
to
be
him?
Like Ozempic and what's that other one? Botox. And get some, you need like the Kimberly Guilfoyle lip injections.
I would love to see him with.
Also,
with
you need
those.
To glow up with some makeup.
Who wants to vote for that guy? He's so old and bland. Like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Yeah. At least Biden's like, yeah, he's old, but he's cool. He's got the aviators.
Biden is cool as shit.
And he's really like, is. I love ice cream every 5 seconds. And
so relatable.
I
so
rode relatable. A hog and I roasted on the hog and I roasted and rode. Yes. Pence said last week.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this much, folks. If we get to 10,000 followers on Twitch, I will put up a billboard in Indiana telling Mike Pence not to run.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Let's set a goal. 10,000 follows. Okay. And this is going to cost me. But we're currently at like 800 something. But if you can get me to 10,000, the billboard's going up.
Put it up. Put it up.
Because then I'll be able to pay for it, maybe. All right. Let's get Jesus one. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Challenge accepted, says Venus Bloodflow. Awesome. I should really start pushing that. Okay. What would Jesus do? Scenario one, the time paradox. Jesus encounters a situation where he must choose between saving one person's life in the present or preventing a catastrophic event in the future that would claim the lives of thousands. Which one are you going to do, Jesus? Who are you going to save? Someone in the present or thousands in the future?
I think I need to play a numbers game here, and I'm going to go with the thousands in the future. While I feel terrible for that one person, I got to look out for the masses. I'm a man of the people, not person.
Jesus, why is it such a bad thing to die, though? Because don't they get to go and be with you?
As long as you've been a good boy or girl, yeah.
As long as you haven't been naughty.
As long as you're on the good children list. So okay, that's my answer. That's what I would do. I got to go for the people, not the person.
Okay, well, it seems like a pretty easy one.
Yeah.
All right, here's. Can I give you one more?
Sure.
The ultimate sacrifice. Jesus is faced with a scenario where he must decide whether to sacrifice his own life to save a group of innocent people or let them perish while ensuring his own survival. There's no solution that avoids tragedy. What would you do, Jesus?
I'm sorry, all those people are going to die. All right, let's move on to blessings this week.
Oh my God.
No,
it's fine, Jesus. It's fine.
Okay.
Jesus is like, I already gave. Yeah. I already did it before.
How many times do I have to sacrifice myself? I did it once. I don't need to do it again. I got to get through this Zelda game.
But you would come back 3 days later, but you just don't want to sacrifice those 3 days.
Yeah, it's stressful.
He's losing important strat days.
Right. I'm going to strat days. I need to go in a cave again, so I'm going to lose my tan. I'm going to get cold and hungry.
Yeah, you got to strat up.
I did it once. How about y'all sacrifice yourselves? Following my footsteps.
It seems like that's what's going to happen.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Because you're not going to. Thanks a lot, Jesus.
I'm good.
All right. Well,
Nose goes.
Let's move on to blessings and smites.
Blessings and smurts.
I would like to bless. What was that thing? Oh yeah, when Holy Spirit was like, what?
Yes.
What?
That's really good.
What? And I would like to smite, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Just stop.
I would like to bless everyone hanging out with us today. Fun to read all your comments as we're recording here. I would like to bless my directing skills today. I thought I was killing it with all the videos and, you know, it was all pretty seamless.
Jesus, that was so sexy and smooth.
In honor of pride, I'm gonna pat myself on the back a little bit. And I also bless the idea of a updated sash for me with the latest version of the pride flag. And I also wanted to bless
when we get to 5,000 subs. Okay. We need money to make these changes.
Deal. I want to bless everyone for dealing with my hard to swallow decision to sacrifice everybody. During What Would Jesus Do? I'm sure that was tough, but thank you for getting through it. I'm sorry.
Thank you for your hypothetical sacrifice.
And I want to smite every panelist on the five. That concludes my blessings and smites.
Nice. I would like to bless Danae Benton. She was incredibly brave and she's super cool. She's the one who mentioned DeSantis being the Grand Wizard. So sexy. That whole room erupted. It was so great. So I want to bless Danae Benton. I also want to, I can't say it, but Michael Arden, who's the director of Parade at the Tonys last night, also gave a really, really impassioned, gorgeous speech. And he was really incendiary and cool and awesome. And so if you want to look up what Michael Arden said, it was dope. And I know that we gave some bird standing ovations, which, you know, as a bird, you're kind of always standing. But I started flying and then I would clap. But then it would like make me go down a little bit. But it was still, I gave the closest I could to a standing ovation. And in terms of my smoots, I'll just double down and just smoot everything that's already been smooting. And you know what? I would like to smoot just the idea of, I just want to smoot the idea of gaslighting. It just makes me very angry and very upset. And it's frustrating, that people are using it more and more to their advantage and like making people feel really terrible, when they're just trying to make sure they're informed and have as much information as possible. So y'all, with your fucking tactics, can fuck off with your smoots. All right, that's me. That's my time.
Well done. Smoot.
What was that? What accent was that?
I don't know.
At the end there.
I don't know. Hey,
y'all, with your fucking smoots. All right. The Holy Threesome. That's right. This is the Holy Threesome, everybody. Take that for what you will. Oh, I had one interesting question here that I wanted to handle. From Senior Chonks asks, Leather Daddy, Native American, cop, construction worker, sailor, or cowboy? I'm going to go with Leather Daddy.
What is the question?
Which one are you?
Me? Or anyone?
Yeah. All of us.
I want to be a cowboy. I mean, yeah. Look, I'm in the desert, see?
Yeah. Yeah, boy. You are a cowboy. I'm a Leather Daddy. Holy Spirit?
I like a little harness. It's kind of
hey.
So which one is that you're gonna be?
Can I be the same thing? Am I not allowed to?
Oh, you're gonna be the Leather Daddy?
Yeah, I think me and a little hat. Are you joking? Come on, have you seen
okay,
it?
Okay, cool.
Look, well,
if you're gonna be Leather Daddy, if you're going to be Leather Daddy, I'll just, to make it interesting, I'll pick a different one. I'll be the construction worker. Okay. Now let's move.
You did construct the earth.
Construct the earth. Thank you. Thank you very much for realizing that, Jesus. Okay. It's time. Thanks for listening, humans. Remember, you can find the God Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, on any single podcasting platform. We are there. Look for us. Look for the God Pod, Divine Blasphemy, the God Pod. Have it, Yahweh. It's time for your new commandment. Thou shalt embrace the God Pod, for within its vast expanse lies a gateway to divine knowledge and boundless wisdom. Through the God Pod, thou shalt embark upon a journey of enlightenment, transcending moral limitations and expanding the horizons of understanding. Support for the God Pod is essential, for it enables the sharing of profound insights, fostering a collective consciousness that empowers and uplifts humanity. So, I guess what I'm saying is, fucking follow us, please. On Twitch and YouTube at the God Pod, and wherever you turn on notifications and all that good shit. And when we send a notification for Twitch or you get one for the God Pod, give it a listen. Give it a listen. Help us out. We are fighting back against all the fucking assholes. The Lord has spoken.